Good evening. And right before we dive into the actual story, I want to give you a quick announcement. For the last year, I've been working on a television program called Primetime, and it's pretty good. I mean, it's still a little rough around the edges, but we've developed it into something really, in my opinion, good. We cover a lot of the topics that oftentimes get ignored by sort of mainstream outlets. We keep it lighthearted. It's not too serious. The cast is great. And the production is actually pretty solid. There's like a 5-camera setup. We got a whole lighting studio. There's like 10 people on the production crew, including the sound, the camera people, the producers, etc. And the program is just fun. It's called Primetime, and we just launched a dedicated YouTube channel for it, finally. And so I'll throw the link to it. You can find it down in the description box below. Check it out. I hope you subscribe to it. I hope to grow it big, and so we can actually use it to break into the mainstream. And I'll be uploading a lot of the clips from the last few episodes on there. And then moving forward, I'll be populating that channel with all the episodes as we're going through them. And so check it out. It's a great show. Again, it's an unscripted show, so it's a lot of extemporaneous talk on the issues of the day. It comes with a fun angle. Not everyone on the crew agrees all the time, so there's like, you know, little arguments and fun banter back and forth. So check it out. It's called Primetime Unscripted. Again, the link will be right there in the description box below. Hope you become a fan. Now, moving on to today's actual story, one of the, you can say, surprising aspects of the American electoral system is that while regular gerrymandering, like what's taking place in Texas, is looked down upon, racial gerrymandering is actually required by law, meaning that if you redraw a congressional district to benefit your own political party, you might get criticized for it, but that's about it. The courts cannot get involved. However, under certain circumstances, if you redraw an entire state's congressional map, and in that redrawing, you don't go out of your way to give more weight to minorities, well, then that is actually illegal. Basically, states do have to consider race when apportioning their congressional districts. And so, as just one example of many, the 4th District of Illinois looks like this. It looks like basically a pair of headphones. And it was drawn this way in order to connect 2 separate pockets of Hispanic communities in order to give those 2 separate pockets more representation in Congress. That particular type of gerrymandering is actually a requirement under the Voting Rights Act, at least for now, because it actually looks like the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to change this in the very near future. Let's go through the details of it together, starting with what the law is right now, as well as what it might be in the near future. For a bit of background, I think most people are aware that in this country, we have something called the Voting Rights Act. It was passed all the way back in the year 1965, and here is a plain English summary of section number 2 of that particular law. Quote, Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act prohibits voting practices or procedures that discriminate on the basis of race, color, or membership in a large language minority group. Also, the Voting Rights Act makes it such that any state-level law which, quote, results in a denial or abridgment of the right of any citizen of the United States to vote on account of race or color is illegal. And so that is what the Voting Rights Act, passed all the way back in the year 1965, says. You cannot discriminate based on race. Okay, so then from 1965, you fast forward to the modern day, and over in the state of Alabama, right before the most recent census, here is what their congressional map looked like. You can see it up on your screen for yourself. And in regards to that map, you can see that District number 7 was the only majority-minority district, meaning that only in District number 7 did non-white minorities represent a majority of voters. In the other 6 districts, white people were the majority. Now, over in Alabama, this configuration has been in place since the year 1993, with only 1 majority-minority district. However, in the year 2020, the results of the U.S. Census, they revealed that the racial profile of the entire state had actually changed. In Alabama, the U.S. Census showed that the portion of white residents fell by 4%, going from 68% 10 years ago to 64% today, while at the same time, Alabama's black population, it increased almost by exactly that same amount, by 3.8% over that 10-year span of time. And so, as a result of the census, in the year 2021, the Alabama Republican-led state legislature, they modified the existing districts in order to account for this shifting in demographics. However, the new map, just like the maps before it, they still only had 1 district that was majority minority, which was, again, District number 7. All the other districts were majority white. This then led to several lawsuits being filed against the state, with those groups arguing that the Republican-led state legislature actually violated Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act by not creating a second majority-minority district. Their argument, it was essentially that since now 26% of Alabama's overall voting age population was black, therefore a quarter of the districts should be majority black as well. And they were basically accusing the state legislature of drawing up maps which diluted the voting power of black Americans within Alabama. Now, in terms of articulating that particular argument, you had Ms. Elizabeth Preliger, who was the Solicitor General of the United States at the time, and she was representing the Biden administration in this particular case back in the year 2023. And here is how she presented the argument before the U.S. Supreme Court. Quote, "Voting in Alabama is intensely racially polarized, about as stark as anywhere in the country. The history and effects of racial discrimination in the state are severe. Black voters are significantly underrepresented." On the flip side, however, you had the state of Alabama defending their maps, making the argument that they are not required to redraw districts just to assure that black voters control a number of seats in proportion to the percentage of the population that they represent in the state. And so after several years of legal back and forth, the case did finally make it all the way up before the U.S. Supreme Court, who ultimately in June of 2023 ruled against the state of Alabama. The decision was a 5-4 split, with interestingly, Justices John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh, they both joined the liberal wing of the court, and they voted in favor of creating these majority-minority electoral districts based on race. Now, in the majority opinion, which was written by Chief Justice John Roberts, he basically acknowledged that this type of forced redistricting might eventually lead to the balkanization of our country, but he wrote that it still must be done. Quote, "Our opinion does not diminish or disregard these concerns regarding balkanization. It simply holds that a faithful application of our precedents and a fair reading of the record before us do not bear them out here. However, Alabama's position runs headlong into our precedent. A district is not equally open, in other words, when minority voters face, unlike their majority peers, block voting along racial lines, arising against the backdrop of substantial racial discrimination within the state that renders a minority vote unequal to a vote by a non-minority voter." Now, just for your reference, when he references geographical voting blocks here, that in and of itself is a reference to the historical practice of real estate zoning laws in Alabama that were made to segregate the races. Now, as a practical matter, what this meant is that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that congressional districts throughout the whole country must be drawn with different racial groups in mind. Regardless of what you think, whether you think it's right or wrong, that has been the law of the land since at least 2023. However, there is now a new case before the U.S. Supreme Court which might actually change that status quo. Now, this case, it comes out of the state of Louisiana, and the details of it are amazingly similar to what we just went through over in Alabama. Basically, after the 2020 census, it was determined that Louisiana would have 6 seats in the U.S. House, and it found that 1/3 of their population was black. However, the state legislature, they drew a congressional map with only 1 majority black district. Now, the state was sued by a consortium of black voters as well as advocacy groups, arguing that having only 1 minority-majority district violated the Voting Rights Act. A federal court, they agreed with them, and that federal court ordered the state legislature to draw up another map with 2 majority black districts. And so, early last year, the state of Louisiana did submit a new map. You can see it up on your screen. The new map, it contained a 2nd majority black district that basically stretched across a large part of the state in order to connect several various pockets of black communities and combine them into 1 voting block. Basically, it's a repeat of what happened over in Alabama. However, this case had a twist. A different group of voters, people who describe themselves as non-African American voters, they challenged this new map, saying that it was nothing more than racial gerrymandering that violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Because, you see, this is exactly where you can say the natural conflict lies. You have the Voting Rights Act, which courts have interpreted to mean that minority racial groups have to be given more weight in the map-making process. But on the other side, you have the 14th and 15th Amendments, which make racial gerrymandering illegal. And so the current legal setup makes for quite an interesting scenario where, in a practical sense, racial gerrymandering is illegal unless you're doing it for a very specific purpose, essentially affirmative action. However, affirmative action has really been in the crosshairs recently with, for instance, college admissions affirmative action getting scrapped by the U.S. Supreme Court just about a year ago. And it looks like now electoral map affirmative action might be next. That's because the U.S. Supreme Court, they actually decided to take up this Louisiana case, which, if you think about it, is a big deal because the details of this case from Louisiana are basically the exact same as that earlier case from Alabama, the one that the Supreme Court already adjudicated. And the U.S. Supreme Court does not usually take up redundant cases. And so then you might be asking yourself, why would they take up a second congressional map case that's basically identical to the one they already took up? And it actually gets more interesting than that, because on March 24th of this year, the U.S. Supreme Court, they heard oral arguments from both sides in this Louisiana case. And then on June 27th, which was the last day of their term, instead of issuing a decision, the Supreme Court actually put the case back on their calendar for re-argument in the next term, which is extremely rare. And then just earlier this month, on August 1st, the U.S. Supreme Court, they issued an order. You can see it right here up on your screen. And in that particular order, they asked both sides of the case to submit supplemental briefs, which focused specifically on the question of whether intentionally creating a second majority black district violates the 14th and 15th Amendments. And so again, this might seem to be digging a little bit too much into the weeds, but what appears to be happening is that the U.S. Supreme Court, instead of just going ahead and standing by their earlier decision in the Alabama case, which was almost identical, they might be looking to use this new case out of Louisiana to overturn the entire practice of race-based gerrymandering throughout the whole country altogether. And in terms of what's actually different in this new case, as well as why John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh might vote differently in this case compared to the earlier one, well, here's a potential explanation. Quote, "So why did two Republican justices break with their previous skepticism of gerrymandering suits in the Alabama case? A new order that the Supreme Court handed down on August 1st appears to answer that question. The new order, in a case known as Louisiana versus Calais, suggests that the court's decision in the previous Alabama case was merely a minor detour and that Roberts and Kavanaugh's votes in the Alabama case were largely driven by unwise legal decisions by Alabama's lawyers. The legal issues in the Louisiana case are virtually identical to the ones presented in Alabama, but the court's new order indicates it is likely to use the Louisiana case to strike down the Voting Rights Act safeguards against gerrymandering altogether." And so that is where this case is currently at. The next session of the U.S. Supreme Court, it begins in October. And so perhaps even before the end of this year, we might have a new decision from the highest court in the land regarding this legal gerrymander. If you'd like to read the details of both the prior Alabama case as well as this new case out of Louisiana, I will throw everything regarding them that I was able to find and that I used in this episode down in the description box below. And also, I'd love to know your thoughts. One of the biggest legal trends over the past, let's say, 50 to 100 years has been the dismantling of overtly racist laws that were on the books in America. Now, whether it was, let's say, the overturning of Brown versus Board of Education, whether it was the elimination of the so-called Jim Crow laws, whether it was the passage of the Civil Rights Act, and so on, or even this new scrapping of affirmative action in colleges, they all broke apart the actual racism that was embedded into our legal system. People became, at least in theory, no longer treated differently based on their race and ethnicity, and instead, they were all treated equally as free citizens of America under the law. Now, in practice, obviously, there are still a lot of problems, but the trend outside of some affirmative action laws, which are, again, getting scrapped, the general trend over the last 100 years was moving more and more towards laws that were neutral in regards to race. And so in light of that, what do you make of this racial gerrymandering situation? Do you agree with the Supreme Court in their decision in Alabama, that since Black Americans have had a history of discrimination in this country, they should be treated differently and the state should be forced to basically apportion the congressional map in order to maximize their voting power? Or do you agree with the trend that the U.S. Supreme Court appears to be moving in this Louisiana case, which is to scrap that altogether and just treat the entirety of a state's voting population as Americans, basically colorblind. I'd love to know your thoughts. Please leave them in the comment section below. I'll be reading through them after the episode publishes tonight, as well as into the week. And then, if you haven't already, smash those like and subscribe buttons so this episode can reach ever more people. Check out Primetime, the new show. The link will be down there in the description box below. And then, until next time, I'm your host, Roman from the Epoch Times. Stay informed, and most importantly, stay free.